Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877. So, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Roe v. Wade, since its inception in 1973 and its overturned last year, is still not without its drama, as states, even during Roe v. Wade, had to decide when they were going to ban abortion or allow abortion, because Roe v. Wade protected a woman's right to have one, but it didn't necessarily go into what week. Can you abort right before she's about to give birth? Can you only abort before there's a heartbeat? And that's why Roe v. Wade was deemed a flawed law, because there was still continued drama and discontent and discord among state legislatures and citizens and lawyers and doctors and all that, because nobody could decide and nobody really wanted to talk about when is a fetus alive. And so the states did differ before Roe v. Wade was overturned. Roe v. Wade gets overturned with the Supreme Court saying, look, the federal government is not allowed to ban abortion. They're not allowed to honor it, ban it. They have to stay the hell out. The Constitution does not give us authority. So when it comes to this, just like when it comes to capital punishment, when it comes to that, it's up to the states. And it's up to the citizens to vote what they want. If they want in their state to be able to abort a pregnancy in third trimester, the state could vote for that. The feds stay out of it. If they only want to allow it up to 6 weeks, the feds stay out of it. So that didn't clarify and clean up the chaos. That added more chaos, because some states are like, okay, we don't have to do this now. We don't have to fund it anymore. We don't have to. All right, in case, unless a woman's life is in jeopardy, we now aren't forced to offer it and provide it, etc. In other states, they're like, we have it in our Constitution where you could still have an abortion here. So come on down over here. You can have an abortion in Nevada, California, any state that we've already, I think in Nevada, it's in their Constitution that you could have an abortion. I believe there is a limit. I don't think you could do third trimester abortions in Nevada. I think they limit it to 20 weeks. I have to double check. But some states are still allowing abortions, but there are limits on some of them. So now the battle is surrounding these abortion pills. And so originally when you got an abortion, you had to have a surgical procedure, a dilatation and curettage, where they would open up your cervix and they would pull the contents of the pregnancy out. And it's pretty traumatic and a lot of side effects. When they came up with a medication protocol of mifepristone and misoprostol, where one stops the progesterone from rising and protecting the pregnancy, and the other to allow you to soften the cervix and expel it, because you have to loosen up that pregnancy, you have to reverse the body's instinct to save the pregnancy, so you take these medications to abort it. People are able to call a doctor on telemedicine. The company I work for. The company I work for doesn't do it, but other companies where you could call a doctor, they could write you the medications, and then you go through your abortion at home, where you will start expelling the pregnancy on your own. And for some people, that terrifies them. For others, they're like, well, it's about time. You know, women have a chance to do it without having to undergo a surgical procedure. Well, the debate now is ensuing how some courts will allow the pill to be sold, some won't. Walgreens has gotten caught in the middle of this because in some states they dispense it, some states they don't. Gavin Newsom tried to cancel them and vilify them, even though in California they were dispensing it. And my answer to all of this is, if a doctor wants a patient to do it, let the doctor give the patient the medication themselves. Keep these pharmacies out of it. Because you have pharmacists that don't really want to be involved in that process. You have a lot of individuals who feel it's against their religion. Keep them out of it. If a doctor wants to help the patient go through an abortion, they can dispense the medication out of their office. Or they could send the medication. They could, or allow the medication to get picked up. I understand now with telemedicine, it's easier to just send a prescription to the pharmacy. But we involve, unfortunately, so many individuals that you have now judges coming in blocking it. And so people have asked, well, how much more dangerous is it? Is it because it's dangerous? Well, I mean, it's obviously dangerous to the fetus because the fetus won't live after that. But many women have been able to safely use those medications. But this is going to be appealed. I think it is going to go to the Supreme Court. Attorney General Merrick Garland said, we are seeking emergency relief from the Supreme Court to defend the FDA's scientific judgment and protect Americans' access to safe and effective reproductive care. And that's where people differ on. Is it reproductive care to abort, or is it reproductive care to preserve the fetus and help the fetus? And it's tricky. I know a lot of individuals who are pro-choice but think the fetus is alive. So, you know, the drug use being limited until either, you know, in some states or some districts where there's a heartbeat versus, and it's frustrating because you do have calls for us to prevent, you know, to protect children, to protect fetuses, to protect, that's why we have maternal fetal medicine. And it is, it's controversial. I wish we didn't have so many needing to be done. I think that's probably the issue we need to really focus on. Why do we have so many unwanted pregnancies when birth control is supposed to be free? And we're supposed to have easy access with Obamacare? We're spending so much money on free birth control, making sure that happens. Why are we in a position where we still have a million unwanted pregnancies? But while we have all these unwanted pregnancies, we're going to be dealing with, you know, who gets to abort, who doesn't, in what state can you abort, in what state you can't, and now it might be going back to the Supreme Court. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So with everything going on, we might as well throw in a volcano. Apparently there is a volcano in Russia's Kamchatka area that is now disturbing Alaskan flights due to the ash cloud. This eruption is one of, I think, the biggest we have seen in that area in a long time. And this volcano in Russia that I think had erupted 2 days ago, it's called the Shevelush volcano, erupted and is now impacting flights in Alaska, according to Alaskan Airlines. This giant ash cloud has prompted some flights to be canceled as a safety precaution. As of 7 a.m., Alaska Airlines has canceled 23 flights, according to CBS. They're going to continue to monitor the ash cloud depending on its location, movement, and timing. They might need to cancel additional flights. And it looks like it's a pretty huge eruption. It They said the volcano is located in Kamchatka Krai, which is the northern peninsula of Russia on the Bering Sea. The Bering Sea is the body of water that separates Russia from Alaska. It's about, when you look at the Bering Strait, it's the narrowest point between the two countries and continents. It serves as a travel passage, and it's about 55 miles long. The volcano erupted on Tuesday, spewing ash, causing aviation warnings, and the ash cloud covered about 41,700 square miles, expected to travel west. Lava flowed from the volcano, melted snow, then there were mudslide warnings, and it also caused a 5.8 magnitude earthquake off the coast. They say some of the villages below the volcano have been blanketed in 3.5 inches of ash. This hasn't happened in over 60 years. And you see people there doing angel. You know, in the snow, when you make angel pictures, people are doing that in the ash. The volcano apparently was preparing to erupt for a year. They were expecting this. It erupted in 2012, causing a large plume of smoke to travel east towards Alaska. But when it spread over the Bering Sea, the winds pushed it back. So the ash cloud had traveled about 140 miles total from the volcano, reached 9,800 feet above sea level, according to NASA. So we will definitely keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's been calls for Senator Feinstein to resign, as she has had to take off some time due to, I think she had a recent shingles outbreak. And some of these calls for Senator Feinstein to resign are coming from Democrats. And so Nancy Pelosi is saying that that is pretty sexist. She said she has never seen them go after a man who was sick in the Senate in that way. And I think she was referring to, some people think she was referring to Senator John Fetterman. Senator John Fetterman had to be absent for a few months to be admitted for clinical depression. So she says, Nancy Pelosi says, it's interesting to me. I don't know what political agendas are at work that are going after Senator Feinstein in that way. I've never seen them go after a man who was sick in the Senate in that way. Now, Feinstein has been battling rumors of dementia and age-related issues that could interfere with some of her public service and fulfilling her duties. And so, I listen, as a female, trust me, I will, you know, be the first one to say if I think something is anti-woman. But I don't think you could compare what's going on with her to Senator John Fetterman. Senator John Fetterman had a admission to a hospital that was supposed to be acute, finite, nothing that would long-term interfere. I know there's been a lot of debate over his stroke rehabilitation and if that could interfere with his duties. But there is a growing call for individuals, and I think Dianne Feinstein is 89 years old. I need to double check. But there has been concerns that we as a political party or any political party may cover up any sort of age-related challenges. And so, you know, Feinstein herself suggested that she be replaced on one of the Senate Judiciary Committees. And so I think there's been a lot of discussion among the Democrats as to what to do. Remember, the Democrats are in control of the Senate. And seeing two Democrats call for her to resign because of health issues, you know, starts to bring up the topic, well, why? You know, and it's I don't want anybody jumping to the woman card. I get it's, you know, I can't stand when somebody plays the card when it's not. You know, you weaken it for if there is, you know, an actual sexism or misogyny occurring. But, you know, we do have, unfortunately, she's 89 years old. She's had multiple issues, and we just don't know how to address the topic of age. Somebody could be 90 years old and still sharp as a tack. And I know 90-year-olds who I think could run the country better than what we have right now. But when you have somebody that might not be able to do their full duties, then, you know, it starts to make you wonder. Now, what we used to do when it came to any sort of job is, and all jobs are supposed to have your job performance, the list of duties you're supposed to be able to do. Well, then, and understandably so, with the Americans with Disabilities Act, we allow allowances for you not to do those duties so you don't get fired. And you get protected by the Americans with Disabilities Act because if you can't do some of those duties because of a medical condition, you're not going to get fired because we don't want to discriminate against somebody who has a medical condition. So people have to be very, very careful because is it age-related or is it a medical condition that somebody has? So if somebody, let's say, has cognitive impairment, does that prevent them from doing the job if it protects them under the ADA? And so I think we're kind of going into a very, very murky landscape, murky waters, if we try to say, you know, we're just going to limit age. I mean, we have individuals that undergo dementia in their 40s or 50s. You know, should we just call it like it is and say we need cognitive tests being done? And we have tons of cognitive tests we use in medicine. Even the mini mental status exam is quick and easy. And these are things that, as long as they are going to be established as they're honest, they're non-biased, they could be useful, maybe we do something like that. Because I don't want to see age-related demarcations or age requirements. I don't want to. I mean, I understand to be president, you have to be at least 35 years old, and I get that, and I think that's I'm okay with that. You know, even though I know a lot of 25-year-olds who are really, really smart, it does take a little bit of you know, being seasoned and having worked and having paid taxes and having lived a little bit in this country. You do want to have that a little bit of experience going into running a country. So I get that. But in terms of saying nobody should be president, they're over 80. They're over 85. My biggest concern with Joe Biden and my biggest complaint with Joe Biden is he's turning people into ages, discriminating against seniors. Joe Biden making his mistakes does not represent the average senior population. But we do have to have honest conversations about how old is too old. And I don't think it's a number. I think it's their function. Isn't Clint Eastwood in his 90s and still making movies? So, yet Sean Connery, sadly, I think had Alzheimer's and couldn't function in his later years. So I do agree as a physician that we should have cognitive testing. And it should be a test that's not biased, transparent. So people don't think, oh, they let him pass. You know, President Biden's physical exam, it looked like from a physical exam, he was in tip-top shape, but there was no mention of his cognitive testing. So people didn't, you know, seem to be convinced. With President Trump did take a mini mental status exam, but nobody believed those results. So maybe it needs to be televised. Maybe, hey, guys, this is a test. This is what they're doing. Nobody's cheating. There's no earpieces. You have a panel of Republicans and Democrats in the room. Did they pass the test or not? It's a shame that it has to come to this. But, you know, when I see somebody fighting to keep their position, you know, it's sad. And it's, you know, people should be able to age and undergo their medical challenges in private. They should be able to kind of go home and retire. But when they're in public office, and we're paying for their salary, all eyes are on them. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The FBI is on the hunt for a 21-year-old Massachusetts man believed to be the one who's leaked highly classified documents. His name, Jack Teixeira. He's a member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. The Justice Department wants the U.S. Supreme Court to restore the FDA's full authority over the abortion pill mifepristone. Yesterday, a federal appeals court suspended most, but not all, of a Texas judge's ruling that tried to end sales nationwide. Fort Lauderdale's airport will remain closed until tomorrow morning, thanks to an overnight deluge that flooded roads and runways. Many people around South Florida spent the night stranded in their cars as more than a foot of rain fell in just a few hours. As for what's to come, researchers at Colorado State predict 13 named storms this season, 6 hurricanes, 2 of them expected to be major hurricanes, Category 3 or stronger. Rich Johnson, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So throughout the Ukrainian invasion by Russia, we have been told that Putin has cancer, and he's getting treatment for cancer. We're not really getting many details. Somebody leaked something. And so the latest of this is we're being told that Vladimir Putin is currently receiving treatment, including chemo for cancer, and his top generals want to throw the war while Putin is indisposed and undergoing and weak from his chemo treatment. This is a leak that has detailed by this is coming within the U.S. leaked documents. So this isn't somebody from Russia. So this is within this. They said that the leaks include of what happened with the Pentagon, or that and they have found, they haven't necessarily arrested the individual, but they have identified, New York Times has identified the person who was leaked the U.S. Classified documents as Jax Teixeira, who is a Massachusetts National Guardsman. But along with these details, there's been sensitive disclosures about Ukraine, South Korea, Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and others. And the leaks have a lot to do with Ukraine. This could provide information to Russia. But in addition to this, there were also intelligence briefings that include a rumor that said Russia's top general is conspiring to deliberately lose or throw the war in Ukraine while Putin is indisposed undergoing his chemo. So it's interesting. I'm looking at it right now. And it says it's blocked out. They said on February 17th, they learned of an alleged Russian plot to throw the so-called special military operation, presumably in an attempt to sabotage Russian President Vladimir Putin. According to, and it's been marked off, Blake, who received the information from an unidentified Russian source with access to Kremlin officials, Russia planned to divert resources from Tongrong, Russia, to Mariupol, Ukraine, and focus its attention on the southern front. According to the source, the plan for the offensive was suspected to be strategy devised by Russian National Security Council Secretary Nikolai Petrushev, and they go on. But they basically talk about how this security secretary, Nikolai Petrushev, was behind the plot. Now, just be on the lookout for another mysterious death, unfortunately, that we're seeing that's happening to some of these Russian officials. But there was about 53 pages that were leaked. And this plot was actually uncovered by Ukraine. And then I believe reported to the U.S., and the U.S. had this information in those trove of documents. So they said Ukraine learned of the alleged Russian plot to throw the so-called special military operation by March 5th. So what cancer does he have? Some people say he's had thyroid cancer. Some people said he's had lymphoma. Other people have postulated he has Parkinson's. You know, we have seen his tremor. Looks very eerily similar to Hitler's tremor that he had, which is why we thought he had Parkinsonian-like issues. There has been rumors that have swirled over the last year, year and a half, about his decline in health, mental state. He looks swollen with his, from possible steroid use to control inflammation that could be from a tumor or the size of it. He's 70 years old, looks bloated, puffy, seems to be trying to hide his hands or legs, having uncontrollable movements. But I can't necessarily, from all that video footage, tell you what he has. And that's what people want to know. We've seen him sweating and stumbling, and you do wonder if it's gone to the brain, if he has had metastasis. He doesn't look well, and he looks like he's guarding his movements. And so what many people have hoped is if he leaves and loses power, that the war will finally end. Others are concerned that somebody's going to take his place. And we hear stories that he's paranoid. He doesn't talk to many individuals. He keeps his close circle very close. He, I think, has food testers. And there's got to be a lot of individuals that would love to be the one to, just like Hitler. Hitler had paranoia also. Although, you know, it's interesting. There's a show where they're finding him. They think Hitler did not give up and kill himself with cyanide and a bullet, like how some stories have said, where he had made it look like he and his wife died, but they had escape routes. I mean, he had years to plan his escape. We were under the impression that he was so mentally ill that he's like, you know what, I'm done, and I'm just going to kill myself before anybody could take me. But there's researchers who think that he did escape. Maybe escaped to South America with a lot of other Nazi sympathizers and individuals involved in a lot of the Nazi crimes. So it'll be interesting to see. But my guess is Putin has a plan. He has somebody who will take over for him or keep his war alive. Honestly, I think it's hurting Russia. It's killing Russia. They shouldn't have even invaded. It was a horrible mistake. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now we're being told we have some breaking news that FBI investors have made an arrest. Okay, now I heard that he was still on the loose, but we're being told now by Daily Mail that Jax Teixeira has been arrested. He is linked to the biggest U.S. intelligence leak in nearly a decade. He's 21-year-old National Guardsman Jax Teixeira has been arrested at an address in North Dighton, Massachusetts. He was a member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard and the leader of an online chat group where top secret Pentagon documents were published. This is really embarrassing. Multiple countries are probably looking at America like we had absolutely no control or no competency when it comes to national security. And remember in 2013, WikiLeaks obtained 700,000 classified documents and diplomatic cables in 2013. So his identity was revealed by New York Times. We were told a little while ago that he was on the loose, but I think we're being told now that they have arrested him. And he was inside his childhood home of Bristol, Massachusetts, and there were he had shared pictures of sensitive U.S. intelligence, including Ukraine war strategies, on forums. FBI is going to question him. You wonder, somebody so young who's in the National Guard, you know, I mean, having family who've been in the military or working with the military, security clearance is very difficult to obtain. And when it is obtained, you are constantly being watched. They know who you date. They know who you're dating and their traffic tickets. They know your family members' bosses. They know everything, which is a little shocking. That because they're always watching. They always want to make sure that there's not, when you travel, they want to know where you're traveling, why you're traveling, who you're talking to. And so, from what we understand, he's been doing this for a while, since last year. And I don't understand how somebody so young, 21 years old, have the savvy ability to be able, unless he didn't really have that level of clearance and got it from somebody who did. But, you know, when you get security clearance, you don't want to lose it. It is so hard to get that you want to do everything by the book. So I don't know how he got this or what he was thinking. But unfortunately, it's scary to think that something like that could happen. And apparently there are teenagers in this group, young adults, mostly. You have no idea who they are. They could be individuals from other countries. And unfortunately, we had this sort of a leak happen. So they think they got him. We'll keep you guys posted on any updates. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys buy from Amazon? I do. How many of you return things from Amazon? I have. It's been pretty simple. You can go to UPS, just print out the label, give it to them, they'll box it up, it's all free. I think you could drop it off at a Whole Foods. I think there's also certain Amazon drop-off places that's been free. Well, it looks like Amazon may be charging. And I was wondering how much longer they could do freebie refunds. There will be options for free, but I think with UPS, they're going to start to charge a dollar or so when you want to return it. Because it looks like they probably have to return items all the time. So I've bought some things from Amazon, which were damaged, and I couldn't return. So, for example, I once got cat food. It just...
My cats, I got four of them, and they always want eats, and they won't just eat the chow. They like the pate or their little meat cutlets. And so I would order the food from Amazon. I would buy the big boxes of it. And then when I got it, it would have a smell. And I'd open it up, and one of the cans looks like it was open and rotting. So now the whole thing stinks. I'm like, okay, I can't take it. They won't take it back. So I'm like, oh, you know, I'll just go to Costco and buy it or something. So I've been kind of mixed on when I buy it over the counter or not. I did buy, there were these black panties that I liked. They looked really good. I'm like, great, I don't have to now go to Walmart, you know, into the Hanes for Way aisle. I could go and get some underwear online. That's fantastic. Well, when I got them, yeah, they looked sexy online, but on the Amazon, you know, because they have the model that's okay. I don't like the briefs, so they weren't the briefs. They were just the regular bikini. And when I put them on, I just didn't look like, you know, the woman in the picture. So I wanted to send them back. But the problem is you had to go somewhere and drop it off, and then I'm like, you know what, I'll just keep them. And I just won't wear them, you know, on the anniversary or something like that, okay? So, you know, I think because so many of us are not going to the store, we're buying things that we're changing our minds. The biggest problem I have with Amazon, which isn't Amazon's fault, it could be their fault, but this has to stink for them, and I really feel bad for them, is they will give me a notice saying they delivered my product or my package. Now, I'm not talking about the underwear. It could be like paper or business products or whatever. And I'm like, where is it? It's not here. You know, or they deliver it after hours or something like that. And then somebody else takes the package. I'm like, but I never got it. They go, yeah, but we sent you a confirmation. You sent me a confirmation that you sent something that I never got. I never got it. You want me to do a video of the whole office? We just don't have it. And you know, look, there's somebody else wearing my panties. There you go. So that's got to be difficult when you have a, you know, e-commerce giant that thrives on sales that don't involve many retail stores, and the returns have got to be crazy. I never understand how people handle Christmas time and the Christmas returns. People get you gifts, you don't want it, you know, but you want the money, the $60 they spent on it because they left the receipt. So you have to stand in line. Well, Amazon right now is going to start charging a fee for some of these returns because it's costing them millions of dollars. They say they're going to charge a fee when you go to the UPS store. Customers will be able to drop off their returns at a UPS store. Oh, they used to be able to do it free for charge. Now it's going to be a buck, which stinks because if you have a product you don't want or you can't wear, that's going to stink. There's still going to be some free options, like Whole Foods, Kohl's, or Amazon stores, and then you could leave your packages for free. So Amazon spokesperson told Insider will always offer a free option, but UPS was easier. And I don't know how good a business decision this is, because yeah, I didn't even know there was a UPS store until my husband goes, go drop them off at UPS. And I go, why? He goes, because that bra looks horrible. Why did you buy that bra? Like, because it looks sexy. It's like, just please, for the love of God, here's UPS. I don't want you to see where it is. So anyway, so I go to UPS. I'm swinging around the bra. And I'm like, here you go. And then they just package it up. It's really, really nice. And it's UPS is fantastic. And then, you know, what's nice with that is then UPS sees that you now know that there's a UPS if you ever need one. I don't really haven't used a UPS. So they say retailers are struggling with this. We're going to see this great reset when it comes to companies and how they spend money. A big Burger King franchise is closing multiple stores. It's not all of Burger King, and I understand. Those songs, that commercial, BK, Have It Your Way, or whatever, that song is horrible. I like the Have It Your Way at Burger King now. That was a cool jingle, but this new jingle they have kind of stinks. But they say this one franchisee has 100 locations, is going to have to close them all, 118 restaurants, because he's filing for bankruptcy. He's accrued debt of about $14 million. We're closing stores in Minnesota, Utah, Montana, Kansas, Nebraska, North Dakota. And they couldn't negotiate rent, and they're just going to close it down. So I think we're going to see this reset of many companies. Like, remember we talked about how McDonald's, there's some McDonald's stores that are going all electric not electric, all automated, where they won't have any employees. One of you had asked, what do I think about the cleanliness factor of it? Somebody, there is going to be an employee. They can't do it employee-free because somebody has got to make sure these machines are clean. There's mold. There's a foodborne illness. If there is a machine that is making food, like the milkshake, I used to work Jack in the Box. You had to clean that milkshake machine out. You had to clean out the soda machine. You had to make sure these things were not collecting pathogens. So unless there's a self-clean mechanism that it does, there has to be a human overseeing this. So I still think there will be a human that checks in, makes sure nothing was stolen or broken or vandalized, because somebody could very easily spray, you know, some bad words, you know, next to the McDonald's golden arches or make them look like boobies. Have you ever seen the McDonald's boobies? Yeah, it's a very interesting view. But, you know, you don't want somebody doing that. So I'm sure there will be security or humans around. But I think we're seeing a lot of companies go, okay, you know, we were desperate during COVID. We lost power, and the employees had the power, and we gave them the wages that they wanted, but now we just can't do it anymore. And if we don't take control, we're going to go under. And same thing with the refunds. I know people are refunding stuff all the time. They're buying a blouse, like, I don't like it, I'm just going to refund it. Don't buy something that you don't think is going to work. It costs people time and money. And then it ruins it for the rest of us. And Amazon is raising their prices. I don't know about you guys. Is it honey? But there's some sort of add-on, extension, where I'm trying to buy something from Amazon. I think I was buying Fleet's enema, you know, to get ready for the, you know, all the matzah I had to eat. And then I got this pop-up saying the price is cheaper elsewhere. And I look, and they name the stores where I could buy my Fleet's enemas cheaper. Now I'm like, yeah, but I don't really want to be dealing with that, and, you know, I get free shipping, so I'll just pay Amazon. After some point, Amazon's going to start getting more expensive. I tried to buy the cat food. The cat food I used to be able to buy for $29 for, like, a box of 32. Now it's $65. Okay, that's not 5% inflation. That's 150% inflation. So I can't buy it from Amazon. So we're ruining it. You know, if you want a place that's cheap, you know, nothing lasts forever. And when you abuse certain things, like always returning things or whatever, or claiming you didn't get something when you did, so now they have to send another product, okay, that costs money. And who does it cost? Where does that cost get transferred to? Us. So just be prepared. A lot of the freebie things. Look how Prime went up. The cost of Prime went up. In fact, I don't know if you guys have noticed the grocery Prime, Amazon Fresh. Now you can't just do $35. You have to do $125 to get free shipping. So it's costing more. This is the start. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.